Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jason bringing you Under Your Home with Dry Zone. This morning, I have a guest with me again, Troy. Troy, glad to have you with us this morning.
Glad to be here.
And before I forget it, let me give you a little bit of contact information on how you can get in touch with Dry Zone, and I'll repeat this again later on in the program. You can reach us at 1-855-DRYZONE. That's a toll-free number. Or check us out on the web at www.dryzone.com. Or you can always email me at jason@dryzone.com or the co-owner Bill Anderson at bill@dryzone.com. Troy, you know, on previous shows, we've discussed crawl spaces and their issues and solutions, and basements with their issues and solutions. But today I want to talk about another product line that DryZone specializes in. That would be foundation support and repair. Over the years, technology has improved the ability to address the issues of failing foundations in a permanent way. There are a lot of homeowners that have a problem, but they don't really know they have a problem. And today I'm going to talk about things to look for that could indicate a problem, what might cause that problem, and a solution to fixing the problem.
Hopefully you're going to separate these problems between a house with crawl space or a house with a basement.
Yes, Troy, to some extent. Both types of houses can have similar problems, but there are specific issues found in each. Let's start by talking about a house with a crawl space that has a problem with floors sagging. This can be caused by a number of things. Number one, the existing block or brick columns that are supporting the girder may be spaced too far apart. The columns are supporting the girder, and if they're spaced too far apart, this is going to create a problem. The girder actually supports the floor joists, and the floor joist supports the entire weight of the house. If the girder is spaced too far apart, the girder can become overloaded and sag between the columns, and when the girder sags, so there's a floor above it. Another cause might be weakened floor joists and girders due to moisture and wood rot. If you happen to be listening to one of our shows about excess moisture in crawl spaces, we talked about how the excess moisture causes the wood to begin to rot and become weak and unable to continue supporting the weight of the house. A third item, and probably the most common, is the existing columns settling due to weak or unstable soil. Now, this often creates a gap between the top of the column and the bottom of the girder that the girder is supposed to be supporting. Now, once the column settles, then the girder sags and the floors above sag. Now, this is a chain reaction.
Now, see, I wasn't aware that there could be all these types of problems, but here comes the big $550,000 question. You ready for it?
I'm ready.
Can DryZone correct these problems?
Yes, Troy. DryZone has the products and the knowledge to address these issues. Let's start by describing just what we do when we come to your house. First, the inspector wants to spend a few minutes with the owner to tell them a little about DryZone, but more importantly, to find out what the owner has been experiencing that made him contact us. Then the inspector is going to go into the crawl space and do a complete inspection and take a lot of pictures. Then he will go back up in the house, meet with the owner, download the pictures onto his computer, and show the owner exactly what he has observed. Then he will discuss the solution with the owner and quote him a price right there on the spot.
And then I assume you're going to put in some shims and additional concrete piers. What's going to happen?
Definitely not, Troy.
Uh-oh.
Why use something that has already failed? Shimming is cheap and easy, but it's only a temporary fix because the piers are going to continue to move, and piers made from concrete blocks are time-consuming to install because of the waiting time for the concrete and mortar to cure.
Now you have my curiosity of exactly how are you going, or DryZone, going to address these issues?
We do need a minimum amount of space to work in, Troy. If the crawl space is the height of, say, two or three blocks, we're good to go. Now let's take the problem of the piers, whether it be that they are too far apart or settling into the ground. We're going to use a product called a smart jack. Now, please don't compare our smart jack with a light duty jack post that you can buy at a hardware store. Our smart jack is engineered and tested to support up to 60,000 pounds of weight. Now, let me explain briefly how it's installed. A 2-foot cube of soil is excavated for each smart jack location. The holes then filled with engineered fill, that's gravel, and tightly compacted and then a precast concrete base is set into place. Then the next step is to add a high-strength galvanized steel column. These columns come in long lengths, and we cut them to the appropriate height for each installation. The steel column and components are assembled and connected to the girder, and the smart jack system is tightened into place. The girder and the floor joists are immediately stabilized, and lifting the above floors back to level can be attempted.
It doesn't seem like gravel could support much weight as like concrete. Is this going to be okay?
Well, remember I said that the galvanized steel column is placed on a precast concrete base and set on the cube of gravel. Now, this is the key. The whole system has been engineered for maximum support, and the engineering term that describes this is called bulb of significant stress influence. The manufacturer of the Smart Jack system has both geotechnical and structural engineers on staff full-time that deal with this issue and design these products.
If my existing joists and garters are weak, Jason, can a Smart Jack still be used?
Yes, Troy. Either new joists or girders can be installed, or new lumber can be sistered to each side of the joist or girder. Now, sistering is the practice of screwing new lumber alongside structurally compromised girders or floor joists.
Okay, now while I think of it, on past radio shows, when you were talking about other products that dry zone sells and install for crawl spaces and basements, you mentioned training. Are your people professionally trained on foundation support products, too?
Most definitely. DryZone sends not only their salespeople, but also their installers to the manufacturer's facility in Omaha, Nebraska, for product and installation training. It's a state-of-the-art facility for administration, training, warehousing, and distribution of their products.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to Under Your Home with DryZone. I'm Troy Hild. Jason Harmon is with us this morning. I've got the questions, and Jason has the answers. But Jason, let's talk about an email address, because anything that we're talking about, I mean, the last couple of weeks we've been talking about crawl spaces, we've been talking about basements, today we're talking about foundation support. Anything that we're talking about here on the radio that someone may have a question to, you guys will answer that.
Yes, Troy, we're happy to be able to talk with people about their particular issues. We're easy to get a hold of. They can email us, jason@dryzone.com. or one of the co-owners, Bill Anderson, at bill@dryzone.com. Or if they want to talk to us personally, they can get us on the telephone at a toll-free number at 1-855-DRYZONE.
You talked about the piers that support the garter sinking into the ground because unstable soil. Can this same thing happen to a foundation?
Yes, the perimeter foundation, unfortunately, can also be affected in this way, too. However, we do have the technology to address this issue also.
Now, what indication would there be that there might be a problem? Is there anything we should be looking for?
Yes, Troy. Some of the indicators might be unlevel floors, sticking windows and doors, doors and windows that are out of square, cracks in the interior walls, especially at the corners of doors and windows, stair-stepping cracks on the bricks outside on the house, if the brick happens to be a brick house, a chimney that might be separating from the rest of the house and sort of leaning away from it, and cracks in the foundation.
These are all indications that there may be a problem. Now, as a homeowner, and this is what I like about this, as a homeowner, we should be looking at these types of things monthly, sometimes daily, to make sure that we don't have sticking windows and things like that. Or here's a good one, a chimney that's separating from the rest of the house may be a good indication that there may be foundation problem.
This is true, Troy.
And if we're out buying a house, these are also things that we should be looking at when we're out buying a house to take a look at these types of things, too.
Yes, you as a buyer should be looking for these things. And also, when you have your home inspection, you want to be sure that your home inspector is keeping an eye out for these things also.
You got it. Now, once you have determined that there is a foundation problem or a foundation issue, what are the different methods that can be used to correct some of these problems?
Well, Troy, first of all, we will thoroughly inspect the house to determine where the issue might be. It could be just one corner or one end of the house? From the inspection, we will determine how to approach the solution. Now, most likely, we will use either a push pier or a helical pier. Now, both of these products are similar. The big difference is that one is pushed into the ground and the other is screwed into the ground. For this installation, I will use the helical pier.
Okay, now before we get to the helical pier and what it is, I want to go back just a bit when we say the word foundation. Because, you know, when we say foundation to me, I think of the group, Foundation Build Me Up Buttercup. Anyway, that's a joke. Thanks for laughing, Mike. What exactly is the foundation?
Okay, those things, Troy, are the indications of a failing foundation.
Right.
The foundation consists of, first of all, your footer. The footer is a poured concrete slab. It's below ground, and it is usually twice as wide as the blocks that are going to be put on it. And then on top of the foundation, or the footer rather, are placed your concrete blocks, which create the wall to support the house. So the footing and the block wall are both parts of the foundation.
Okay. So these are things that saying there's a problem in that foundation part that needs to be corrected. Then we get to these things called helical piers.
Helical pier. Right.
What are they?
The helical pier that DryZone uses for foundation issues is a heavy gauge round steel pipe. The first section has one or more round steel plates called helix plates that are welded to it and are cut at an angle on the edge to allow them to be screwed into the ground. The plates can vary in diameter from 6 inches to 14 inches, depending on what the soil conditions will require. And then additional sections are bolted to the first section by a specially designed coupling as they're screwed into the ground.
Now I have this image of what a foundation is. Now I have this image of what you're going to do. I have an image, okay? Now I want to talk about the magic that you guys are going to perform.
Well, there's really no magic involved, just good old American engineering and ingenuity. The first step is going to be to excavate down to the bottom of the footing. Then we remove a short section of the footing that protrudes past the blocks. Now, this will allow us to place a very heavy bracket that is on top of the first helical section under the footing and against the block wall. Then we bring in a mini excavator, which has a hydraulic drive head, and we proceed to start turning the helical pier into the ground. As we turn it into the ground, additional sections are added until the required depth is achieved. This process is repeated on additional helical piles and piers until the required number are in place. Then we place a hydraulic jack on top of each and connect these to a master control panel. Hydraulic pressure is applied until the necessary lift has been achieved. And once this lift has been achieved, then the bracket is locked in place and the hydraulic jack is removed. Actually, what we're doing is transferring the weight of the house from the unstable soil to the helical piers, which are embedded in stable soil. Now, this is a permanent fix, and once the excavated area has been backfilled, you don't even know the piers are there.
So basically, when you're talking about this, you are referring to like lifting or raising the house?
Yes. The process is done very slowly, actually, and each jack can be operated individually as well as in unison with the other jacks. The goal is to bring the house back to a level position and stabilize it. It's amazing the results that we can achieve.
We're talking about foundations, and what causes a foundation to fail?
In a lot of cases, Troy, the foundation fails because of unstable soil.
Okay.
The foundation can also be affected by a high water table. On the Delmarva Peninsula, we have an extremely high water table, and if the foundation has not been installed to a proper depth on undisturbed soil, then when the water table comes up, it's going to create a weakened condition for the soil underneath the foundation, and the foundation is going to start to actually settle into the ground.
Okay. How long does it take for a foundation to weaken?
Troy, that's almost impossible to give a timeline on that. It can be almost immediately after construction if the foundation was not properly installed. But in most cases, most contractors are very good about meeting the regulations of the building codes when they install a foundation for a house. But over a time period with the freezing and thawing of your ground and with the wet and dry of the ground, it can cause the foundation to start to settle. It is usually a process that starts out slowly, but unless it's detected and fixed, it can become a real expensive issue for your home.
I can remember growing up as a child, and you know, you're sitting there watching TV and you hear this crack, 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 and my parents would say, oh, it's just a house settling, don't worry about it. I don't know whether that was a joke or, you know, if you hear that noise, the crack, 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 yeah, it's the house settling, but you got to do something about it.
Well, actually, the crack, crack, crack is could be caused by a lot of things.
Okay.
It could be a settling issue to an extent. Also, houses expand and contract, and with heat and cooling, you can also hear some cracking in a house. In fact, some of your newer houses that have aluminum or vinyl siding on it, when the sun hits that siding, you can actually hear a cracking. In the late afternoon, when the sun goes down and things start to cool off, you'll hear it crack again.
But that's nothing we should be worried about?
Not really.
Not really. It's just expanding and doing its thing, what it's supposed to
correct.
Do. Okay, so we're on this thing called foundation. Now we realize that one of the things that tells us that our foundation is going bad is we try to lift up the windows on a nice fall day, and we realize that it's tough to lift these windows up because they're sticking. The doors and the windows aren't square anymore. The stair steps, every time we go up, they're cracking, and you look at our chimney in the attic, and it looks like it's moving to the left a little bit. So now we know that there's a foundation problem. We call you guys, and you guys are the solution. You come in, you take a look, and you get the foundation back to where it is. Now let's go on the smart jack. What exactly is this smart jack all about? That's going to help us. We're going to help you guys get my foundation back to normal.
Well, number one, Troy, the smart jack is adjustable.
Okay.
Whereas a standard girder, which is made out of concrete blocks to support a girder, is not adjustable. Mm-hmm. And once a concrete block pier actually sinks into the ground, some people will come in and put shims in to try and take up that space that's between the girder and the block. But this is only a temporary fix because the girder is or the pier is going to continue to settle into the ground. But our smart jack being adjustable, when we put it in, we can tighten that up and actually stabilize your girder, which in turn is going to stabilize your floor joists. Now, the smart jack is not a lightweight thing. Smart jack is a very heavy-duty product. The column of the smart jack is of galvanized steel, and the adjustable part of it are very heavy units. And these are designed especially for this purpose of supporting the girder of a house. And they're designed so that each one of them can support up to 60,000 pounds of weight.
Wow, that's a lot of weight.
That's a bunch.
Now, I know I asked this question earlier in the show, but I'm going to do it again just to make sure I'm on the right page. You're actually lifting. We're raising the house to get everything together, right?
Well, Troy, we cannot guarantee lift with a smart jack, but we guarantee stabilization. However, in most cases, we can achieve lift.
Okay.
Now, to give you an example, we recently did a house that had a crawl space, and the floor on one end of the house had settled. When the lady called us about having a problem, when we went out and looked, we found that the floor underneath the wall that separated the master bedroom from the adjoining bedroom had actually dropped away 3 inches.
Yikes.
Yikes is right. And this was an issue where the pier had settled, actually several piers on that end of the house had settled, and we were able to go in with our smart jack system, not only stabilize the house,
right,
but bring it up to almost exactly where it was originally was when it was built.
Now, she's got to be happy about that.
She was ecstatic.
I'm impressed. Now, you said earlier that houses with basements can experience the same situations. These helical piers can be used to fix them also. Is that correct?
Well, Troy, when we're talking about a house with a basement, we're talking about a little bit of a different situation here. But yes, they can be. And this yes and no is not a good answer. But let me elaborate a little bit on
okay.
that. We have another product called a push pier. This is in addition to the helical pier. The ultimate results are the same, but the product itself is a little different and the installation is somewhat different. Now, like the helical pier, they're a heavy gauge steel pipe, but they do not have the helix plates welded to them. And instead of being screwed into the ground, they're hydraulically pushed into the ground. Now, they have a heavy duty bracket, just like the helical pier. and we can obtain lift with them also. Big advantage to the push pier is that we do not have to use a large piece of equipment to install them. And we can install them from within the basement by cutting a hole in the basement floor down to the top of the footing and then cementing over it when we're finished. Now, since the footing of a basement is usually 6 to 8 feet below the grade level, the push pier eliminates the need to excavate deep holes around the house. It also eliminates the need to disturb shrubbery and sidewalks, porches, decks, patios, air conditioning units, and anything else that's been added around the house.
Why not just jack the house up and put a new foundation under it? Can we do that?
Not a good solution, Troy.
Oh.
If you're going to do that, plan on moving out.
I was going to say, you could see why Dry Zone does not hire me to do any of the fixing.
If you're going to put a whole new foundation under a house, you're going to probably have to move out for a couple of months.
Uh-oh.
Because all your water lines and your sewer lines and your heat ducts are going to have to be disconnected, and the house is going to have to be jacked up, and it's going to be a lot more costly. And you really want to put a new foundation on soil that's already proven to be unstable?
This is true. Are there any other foundation problems that homeowners should look out for?
Yes, there are others, but because of time, I'll briefly talk about one that's fairly common. It's a bowing basement wall. Bowing basement walls are caused by a number of reasons. Settling of poorly compacted backfilled soil, alternating wet and dry soils, alternating freezing and thawing are among the most common causes. Now, this condition occurs on both block walls and poured concrete walls. We have several products to address the bowing wall issue, but I think the best one is what's called a GeoLock anchor system. Now, this is the least intrusive, installs quickly, and not only stabilizes the wall, but gives the ability to straighten the wall.
And that's a good thing.
That's a great thing.
That's a good thing. That way we don't have to build a new foundation. We don't have to move out of our houses. We're in there while Dry Zone can do the work. That's the thing about it. While we're in the house, living in the house, and you're outside or under the house doing all that, I mean, can I still continue on cooking and making dinner for the family while you guys are doing the work on the outside?
Just pretend we're not there. You can do everything you normally do. The main thing is when we start to lift the house, when we've used helical piers or push piers, we want you there.
Okay.
Because we want you inside the house to observe these cracks in the walls and the different issues, the spaces under the where the floor has settled. And when we start to do the lift, we're going to let you tell us when you're satisfied with what we've got.
Okay, got you. So I'm in there saying a little bit more. All right, now there you go. I'm happy right there.
That's correct.
When the lady called, did she realize what was going on with her foundation, or she just said, you know, it doesn't look level in this room?
She had no idea as to what the cause was.
Right.
The only problem she had was the fact that her floor had settled.
And she knew that the floor had settled.
Yes. Not only did the floor settle on that particular end of the house, which was the bedroom end, but we showed her also where down in the kitchen she had had some issues too, where the ceramic tile floor in the kitchen had dropped away from the wall a little bit. We were able to stabilize that also and bring it back up in place.
So you guys are like inspectors.
That's our job. Yeah. We inspect your house to find out what's wrong with it.
Because I heard you say when you go and look at the crawl space, you take a lot of pictures.
Yes.
You bring those pictures back and you say, here's where the problem is. You know that and you see that.
This is correct, Troy. Most homeowners, especially with crawl spaces, don't want to go underneath the crawl space, or they're unable to get under
right.
there for one reason or another.
I don't want to go under.
So we take a lot of pictures mm-hmm. because we want them to visually see what the problem is. Now, if it's a house with a basement, usually they're standing right beside us when they're doing the inspection.
Right.
And this is a good thing because we can show them on the spot as well as taking the picture what the issue is.
And see, this is the part that I like, that you're actually under there, you're taking the pictures, and you're seeing what the problem is. And so, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully to this. If someone calls you up and you're telling them what you're experiencing and they're quoting you a price, that's a problem.
That's a problem, Troy, because you cannot determine exactly what the problem is without physically seeing it, and you cannot quote a solution to that problem unless you have actually seen the cause of the problem.
And this is the reason why Dry Zone want to take pictures, bring them in, and show them to you because, and I'm going to touch on this because I want you to touch on it, actually, Jason, because they are trained to look for these types of things, and they are trained to take pictures and show them to you and say, here's the problem. They already know the solution. It's up to you to determine what you want done because you guys are trained. You're in school just about once a month, twice a month. Tell me, how many times a month are you in school?
Well, actually, Troy, we have training classes within the company itself every week.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There's an hour spent every week just on training within the company. And then periodically, usually a couple of times a year, depending on the situation, they go to the manufacturer's facilities for additional training. Now, you know, occasionally there are new products that come onto the market by the manufacturer. And, of course, when this happens, then we need to go get our training on these products.
Right.
Because, number one, the salespeople need to know what they're selling. Number two, the installers need to know how to properly install that product.
You got it. So it's constantly education, education, education. The other thing I like is you like to pass some of that education that you've learned to different types of nonprofit organizations or a chamber of commerce that wants to do a luncheon to talk about different types of foundation, basements, and things like that. You're available to talk about that.
Yes, we are, Troy. We think that education is a very important thing for the consumer. And we have developed programs of different lengths that we can put on for nonprofit organizations or whomever, actually. Even a group of homeowners that might want to get together. We'll do it.
Okay.
And there's no charge for doing this. This is part of what we do to educate the public on the potential, and I want to emphasize that word, on the potential problems that they might incur on their home.
And let's give out a number or email address where people can get in contact with you.
Toll free at 1-855-DRYZONE. Check us out on the World Wide Web at www.dryzone.com or email us. You can reach me, Jason, at dryzone.com or one of the owners, Bill Anderson, at bill@dryzone.com.
Anything we talked about on the radio, you guys will answer those questions. Can they just email you a question and you'll get back with them?
Yes. Of course, on an email, we're limited as to what we're going to be able to describe. If we can talk personally to them, it's a back-and-forth thing then.
Right.
And it probably is a little bit better and easier to describe a situation to them over the telephone. Best thing to do is to let us make an appointment if you think you have a problem and come out to your house and check it out and discuss it with you face to face.
Is there a charge if I think I have a problem and you come out and take a look?
No, Troy, absolutely no cost for an inspection and an estimate if you think you have a problem.
The number is 1-855-DRYZONE. 1-855-DRYZONE. Visit them online at www.dryzone.com. And once again, here are the email addresses.
Jason@dryzone.com, and that's Jason, or Bill Anderson at bill@dryzone.com.
Jason, as always, it's a pleasure talking with you about Under Your Home with Dry Zone, and look forward to chatting with you next week.
Good, Troy. See you next week.